Florida lawmakers are considering cutting back the time the state will retroactively cover health care costs for Medicaid patients while they search for and enroll in insurance. Fernandina Beach Republican Aaron Bean is leading the effort to permanently shorten retroactive eligibility for Medicaid. He says the change will save taxpayers $98 million.
We're going to be able to take that money and invest it into other things and other areas of health care to better Floridians' health. So for prevention, for mental health, for opioids.
Previously, poor and disabled patients were given 3 months of retroactive coverage from the time they became eligible to apply for Medicaid. Now, a temporary measure that cut that back to 30 days is set to expire. Bean's bill would make the 30-day time frame permanent. Critics worry the change will limit access to health care for the poor and those with disabilities. But Dr. Sunil Joshi, who heads the Duval County Medical Society Foundation, says he doesn't think Bean's bill will hurt access to care.
The hope here is that we'll actually encourage more people to join Medicaid and so that we can expand access to care.
The bill would exempt pregnant women and children from the proposed changes. Abukar Adan, 89.9 WJCT News.